A coral bleaching around the French Polynesian islands of Tahiti and Moria is being described as the most devastating scene in years. But what's worried scientists most is that it took them by surprise. As ocean temperatures continue to warm because of climate change, they say that could be devastating for the Pacific and the planet because coral reefs are vital. Jamie Tahana reports.
When Tetuan Bernico jumps into the sea off Murea, he usually opens his eyes to an underwater world teeming with life and colour. But for the past 2 months, the 21-year-old Murean has opened his eyes to a barren underworld. There's little life apart from seaweed, he says, and chalky silhouettes of a landscape sapped of colour.
One of the biggest bleaching events we ever had, so everyone is concerned. The reef in front of my house, on my garden, start to bleach. We are losing a lot of corals.
It's the same for Andrew Thurber, a scientist from the University of Oregon who regularly visits Murea to study the reefs there.
This white, not pavement, but it looked like a sort of a white drawing of what a coral reef used to look like, but you haven't colored it in with color yet. All of the corals had lost their symbionts and essentially turned bright, bright white.
The reefs that ring Murea and Tahiti are in the grip of a massive coral bleaching, described by locals and scientists as one of the most devastating they've seen. The bleaching only took a few weeks to set in, they said, transforming one of the world's most colourful environments into a whitewashed wasteland. While the territory is no stranger to bleaching, the last one happened in 2016, they usually occur in an El Niño. This year, there wasn't one. Andrew Thurber says the bleaching was a complete surprise.
What was surprising here is that the models didn't predict this to be a bleaching year. Murea was not supposed to bleach, and yet all of a sudden something shifted, and it's sort of a really incredibly widespread event.
Coral bleaching happens when the sea temperature rises to a point that puts coral under intense stress, causing them to break from the organisms that give them their colours and energy. There's a limited temperature at which coral can survive before bleaching, and Dr. Thurber says the ceiling is now being pushed with worrying regularity.
29 degrees C is warm, 30 degrees C is very warm for corals, and we saw it's hit that temperature numerous times throughout the year. And if I compare that for the last 9 years, the only time that it last hit those temperatures was in 2016. It hit it for a few days. It's hit it numerous, numerous times this year.
While Dr. Thurber says it's too early to conclude whether this is part of a trend being seen at Murea, studies from other parts of the Pacific paint a dire picture for the world's corals. That's significant. Coral reefs produce more than half of the oxygen humans breathe and, in turn, regulate both air and water temperatures. They act as a barrier, slowing the force of waves and erosion, and are also home to about a quarter of marine life. They can recover from bleaching, but it takes years. There's a growing body of research, though, that shows they're not getting long enough to recover. And with ocean temperatures rising rapidly and predictions of an increased frequency of El Niños, Andrew Thurber says that could spell disaster.
What's really concerning about this event is that we didn't expect it. We didn't predict it. They're just critical to society. And yet, if they get lost, we've lost, you know, this incredibly important part of who we are as a planet.
That's bad news for the Pacific Islands. On Murea, Tetuan Bernico's life is tied to the reef. He surfs on the waves it generates. His parents and friends' livelihoods are tied to tourism and aquaculture, and his family eats the fish that live in it.
It's our everything. It's the place where we can learn, where we can find the food, and yeah, everything is all connected.
The 21-year-old is the founder of Murea Coral Gardeners, a group of locals and volunteers who are part of a massive effort to replant and restore the reef. He says this year's bleaching has been devastating, but if anything, it's motivated him more than anything. Ko Jamie Tahana, aho.